Good morning. Today is May the 26th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10, beginning in verse number 19. We'd like to share some verses of Scripture with you. The text reads, "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil consciousness, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast a confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds." In verse 25, "Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." May God bless this morning the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning as we read these words from the Hebrew writer, from the words of God, we understand so clearly that we have such a great faith through Christ, and we have such a great inheritance to receive that we have been blessed with through the shed blood. For the word says in verse number 19, "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus." The shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ today is that holiness that we have today been received and been given through the promise of God of eternal life through his precious Son Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness that God offers through that shed blood, the forgiveness of your sins this morning, beloved, and my forgiveness of sin. I ask you today as well to notice in verse number 21, it says, "Since we have a great priest over the house of God," speaking of that of Jesus Christ, "as he this day sits at the right hand of the Father," the word says, making intercession for you and for me. For it says in verse 22, "Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Only the cleansing that our Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, this day can offer to you and me, knowing that we have the full assurance of faith, a faith in the assurance offered by our Lord God in heaven today through his precious Son, Jesus Christ. It speaks of our hearts being sprinkled clean, being washed clean from that sin that we once had in our life that God and our Lord Jesus has cleansed us and forgiven us from. It speaks of an evil consciousness and our bodies being washed with pure water. You know, beloved, many people that I speak with, many as well that sometimes I have the opportunity and the privilege of counseling with, one of the things that always seems to come up during the meeting times is the things of the past. The things that are in our past, the things that have happened, the things that we regret that have happened, even as Christian believers. You know, and many times I ask them, I say, "Well, has this made such an impact in your life that you would believe that the Lord Jesus could not forgive you of it?" And you know, sometimes they'll take a few minutes and they may ponder that question that I've asked, and then quickly they'll come back and say, "Well, I guess he has forgiven me. I hope he has forgiven me." And I offer this same scripture text to them, beloved, as I do you today. We know that Christ, we can know, and we have that assurance today that our Lord Jesus has forgiven us of all of our sins. In verse number 22, that we have full assurance of faith, full assurance knowing that God has forgiven us. For it says our hearts are sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Our bodies cleansed through the power and the washing of the Holy Spirit today. I give you assurance just as I give these couples the assurance of knowing that if you have asked the Lord Jesus today into your heart, if you have asked your Heavenly Father and your Lord Jesus Christ today to forgive you of your sins, I will assure you, if you meant it, God surely has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. His word testifies to that. For if we confess our sins, he, being God, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God today, beloved. We can have that forgiveness of our past sins. We can have that forgiveness of our sins even yesterday. But greatest of all, we can have the knowledge of knowing that God has forgiven our sins forever. Even the day that we stand before our Heavenly Father, those sins will not be brought up if they're covered by the blood, if they've been forgiven through the shed blood and the atoning sacrifice and the propitiation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it says in verse 24, "And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds." not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. It speaks here of letting us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. How do we encourage this day? How do you today, beloved, see to promise someone else the love and the grace of Christ? Have you thought today, as this day has begun, have you thought of those that God may place in your path this very day, those that you may be able to be the one that God would send to encourage someone else, to lift them up, to just set them up high and mighty, knowing that God is in control of their life? Giving them the reassurance and maybe the first time assurance if they've never heard the word taught to them in such a strong witness as you may through God's hand and grace deliver unto them. May you today be that witness and may you be that cloud of truth for Christ. May God today use each of us, beloved, to fulfill and honor and bless His precious and holy name. I would ask this morning if you will to bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord for a few minutes of prayer. Father, today we're so thankful, Father, for this privilege, for this opportunity, for this blessing that you have surely blessed each of us with, Father, just to be before your presence. Lord, we thank you for this Tuesday morning that you've woken us, Father. We thank you, Father, for the rest and the peace that you've given our hearts and you've given our strength through our bodies this day. Lord, I would ask that these words from the Hebrew writer, Father, that they would just speak down deep, deep inside of our soul and our spirit this day, God. May we have that insight. May we have the understanding, God, so that we can know that we have been forgiven, Father, without any doubt, without any reservation, God. We've been forgiven through the precious shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we would ask you today to allow us to be that witness. Allow us, God, to be that encourager. God, allow each of us to be what you've called us and what you've created us so wonderfully to be, Father, in your presence. Lord, today we don't know what's ahead of us. Lord, only you do. Father, but we do ask you, Father, to place those in our path today, God, that need to hear and need to see the witness of Christ. God, we would ask you not to know that we are able or we are even capable, even the smallest degree, God, of accomplishing anything this day. But God, through you, God, we're trusting and we're praying. And God, we're placing our hope, God, in knowing that you are our strength, you are our foundation. And God, you will give us the words when the time and the opportunity presents itself, God. When that right individual you place there comes before us and asks those questions, God, where we may share the love and the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, we would ask you today as well that you would bless those that are sick and shut in. God, we'd ask a special blessing on those today that we know of, God, that are walking on the very edge in the line of life. We'd ask you to be near and dear those families. Lord, we'd ask you to be near those caregivers, Father. God, may you give strength, Father, to those weary travelers up and down the highway and the interstates each day, God, going back and forth to home and to the hospital, God, as they render care and support for their family member that may be sick. Father, I pray for each and every listener here this morning. God, I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you bless us with each day to share your word, to share your gospel, and share your truth from this precious word, God. Father, we would just ask you today, just put your arms around them. We'd ask you to minister and meet their needs, God, in a mighty and a profound and a true way, God, where they may shine, Father, for the love of Christ in their life around others. Father, we ask you today to have your hands before us. We ask you to bless and walk before us, God, this day, so you may pave that path, God, so you may make that road straight, God, ahead of us, so, God, that we may walk and we may know in fullness and assurance, God, that we have that blessed hope of eternal life, that we have that blessed hope in knowing that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. May you have your right of way, may you have your will, and surely, God, bestow in us your peace, for we ask it all today. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.